Good morning, we're teaming Chayilim Hilchus Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Yabez, the Melachos of Kotzer. Siman Yud deals with an issue of a person taking honey out of the honeycombs while it's in the hive, considering the fact that for most of us that's not really going to be a common relevant issue, so we're not going to discuss that. Just clarifying a little more about this concept, which you said in Siman Tes. Using an animal. So the act of putting something on the animal, even if you're not leaning on the animal, that itself is going to be considered using the animal, and the taking something off of the animal is considered using the animal. Similarly, by a tree, if a person has something on the tree, a person before Shabbos was out in the field and got hot and hung his jacket on the tree. Taking the jacket off the tree is considered an act of using the tree, even though you're not really doing anything to the tree. If anything, you're taking it away from the tree. Any mice where you're interfacing with the tree directly against stodim is going to be mutter, or tzidei stodim is going to be mutter. But any time where you're interfacing with the tree directly, Chazal asked for that. So putting something on the tree and taking something off of the tree is going to be usher. The same thing, putting something on the animal or taking something off of the animal is going to be usher. In a case where there's Tzar Bali Chaim involved, leaving it onto the animal, Chazal said that you can remove it, sort of like loosen it and let it fall off. In a case where you're concerned about the item which you're removing and letting it fall off, it's a value. You can put something down beneath it to catch it that it shouldn't break. But they did not allow you, they did not want the person to take it off directly. That's going to be mishdamish with the animal. Leaning against an animal is considered to be mishdamish with the animal. Leaning against a tree is permitted, assuming that the tree is not moving because of the person. But by an animal, the act of leaning against the animal, by definition, so a person's would be just leaning their body against the animal, that would be considered a form of mishtamshus with the animal, and that's going to be usur. We mentioned that when it comes to pets, is there any heter? Just clarify that something which has a mishtamshus. The whole discussion over here, which we were grappling with yesterday, maybe it shouldn't be musa because you have ishtamshas. You have animals which do work for the person. There's ishtamshas. Obviously, we understand that an animal which has no ishtamshas at all, a person, insects, that they are inherently musa, they have no usage for the person. Our pets, the argument is very strongly that there's no ishtamshus at all. There's not even a havamina. There's not even you don't do anything with them. The fact that you own them and you enjoy them, that's not called ishtamshus in halacha. So it should not turn into a kli. The application, again, of this idea of the marachos aruah to pets, even if you accept his argument over there, it becomes a kli because it sits there, it adorns the house, etc. A pet doesn't do that. If you pin your pet up to the wall, maybe. But since people do not do that, they just enjoy playing with them, etc. So it doesn't become a toy. That would be the question. We look at it as if it's a toy. Most people would take umbrage at that. Their pet is not a toy. It's a living creature which has feelings, etc., which you enjoy interfacing with. So that's not considered ishtamshus. You're not being mishtamish with it. So that itself is the argument why the pets remain muksum. There is a halacha that says that a person wants to rub his hands against the example where there was the tail of a horse to remove dirt, so it's mutter. So that's understood along the idea that moving the hair alone is not considered being moving muksum, and that's why that's considered mutter, that the horse remains muksum. But the movement of the hair alone is not a problem. That's why, again, petting the animal, but you're not pushing against the animal, you're just lightly touching it, there's an argument that that's going to be mutter. Any type of grooming or doing something where you're pushing hard against the animal, there might be lochas, geysers, etc. involved, but anything of that where the person is he's petting hard and the animal is moving because of it, that would be clearly go into this under this issue of the issue of muksa, which applies to animals. And with this, we can conclude the malacha of kotzer. The next malacha is malacha ma'amer, which is a brief malacha, but we will cover that in a short period of time and move on to the malacha of dosh, which is much more comprehensive. It includes the halachas of schita, of squeezing liquids out of fruits, etc. Have a good day.